Hey there, wrestling fans. It's Al John Go, co-host of Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly look into the world of professional wrestling news and commentary. And this is going to be a very short show because it is being released the same Sunday as the Payback pay-per-view / live special on the WWE Network. So I'm a little bit under the weather. My throat is killing me. So Steven called in for his picks for the show. You're going to get to hear that later. You're also going to hear my picks in just a little bit. So enjoy the show. And don't forget, check out Pro Wrestling Cast Weekly, ProWrestlingCast.com, archived webcast, podcast, and so much more. Links to all of our great podcast supporters from Amazon, High Spots, WWE Network, WWE Shop, as well as High Spots. Please shop and support our show.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
Shut up! My time has come, and that's the bottom line.
With your hosts, Al John and Steven.
I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast, for a weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
I always try to do what's best for business.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Or how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
And now, Pro Wrestling Cast.
Welcome back to the show. Audio only this week. Like I said, a little bit under the weather. We appreciate you pressing play. So, Steven's going to have his Payback pay-per-view picks, and I'm going to have mine right now. We've got a couple different matches scheduled for the pre-show, WWE Payback kickoff show. Dolph versus Baron Corbin. I suspect that Baron Corbin will win to continue his push up the ranks. I don't know if this is going to be it for Dolph and Baron, but it'll be interesting to see what happens there. The U.S. Championship match, I suspect also Kalisto will defeat Ryback, kind of pushing him into a more prominent position as they've, you know, this is the second pay-per-view in a row that the U.S. title has kind of been regulated to opening pre-show situation. So hopefully Kalisto and Ryback will get more television time. In terms of the tag teams, I suspect that it's going to be Big Cass and Enzo Amore going over the Vaudevillains to go up against New Day. Intercontinental match up for grabs, The Miz, the champion, and Cesaro. I think Cesaro has an opportunity to win, although I don't think that's the end game in this case. I would like to see it because I really dig his new character. So I suspect The Miz will continue to win. And who knows what's going to happen there. Women's Championship. Although I do suspect Charlotte is going to win with some underhanded stuff going on with Rick in her corner. I think there's going to be some interesting things going on with Natty and Bret Hart as well. But once again, I also suspect that they will have a great match nonetheless. And of course, it's being in Chicago, so it's going to be a huge wrestling town. Ambrose and Jericho. Not really sure how this is going to pan out. I just don't know. I don't know if I could take it or leave it 50-50 either way. It seems to me that Jericho has a chance of losing in the simple fact that, you know, Jericho has kind of gotten up on. I suspect Jericho might lose because I think on the go-home SmackDown, I think he was kind of standing over Ambrose and that potted plant. So I would say Ambrose can just edge out Jericho just a little bit. And last but not least, AJ versus Roman Reigns, who is the reigning champion. Not sure how that is going to go down either. I suspect, too, that Reigns will continue to be champion, but they will put on a great match. Now, the other deciding factor is Mr. McMahon is supposed to also announce who's going to take control of Monday Night Raw. the flagship show. And I'm not really sure how long Shane's going to be in the mix, but it would be interesting to see what or the, how the writers kind of position the two of them. So I guess I give it a 50-50. You know, I don't know if it's going to be one or the other. It'll be interesting to see how Triple H factors in all of this. So right now, go ahead and play the picks for Stephen Anthony.
Got the payback card, and he's ready to go. Okay, let's see. Payback. I think this will probably be one of the best pay-per-views of the year. I'm very excited about it. I'm hoping that it's every bit as good as I predicted will be. They put together the matches with a very simple, you know, format and booking, so hopefully it will be a good card. What I'm going to do is name a match, pause, and then talk about it as if in conversation, because this isn't being magically edited later. Kickoff match, United States Championship. Okay, Kalisto versus Ryback. Jesus Christ, are they really having Kalisto versus Ryback again? I mean, I was honestly not shocked when I saw it, but I'm like, well, why are you doing this match again? Are they trying to torture Ryback? You know, just fire him. Just fire the guy. He doesn't need to be tortured like this anymore. But you know, some people are just really sick, like the McMahon family. My prediction, I don't care. They've destroyed the United States title. They've made Kalisto look like a damn fool. you know, they don't have Rey Mysterio. They have Kalisto, and he doesn't even get in the pay-per-view, okay? So you've gone from as good as you've had the U.S. belt push to as bad as you've had it, basically in a matter of months. It's quite honestly disturbing. Big Cass versus Endo and the Vaudevillians. Well, the Vaudevillians have been a big, big disappointment thus far. And when you say heatless, they are absolutely heatless right now. It's almost shocking to hear the lack of crowd reaction. That being said, I think this is a setup to have them in a big match. And then, you know, they obviously see the crowd's very receptive towards Big Cass and my man Enzo. And the gimmick's great. I think the gimmick has some legs. They can job and stay over. I think they'll win the match, and then they'll go ahead and probably lose to the New Day. But really, a New Day, Big Cass Enzo feud is money, at least mid-card money, which I don't even know what that means anymore. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. That feud, I should say. This match will be okay. I don't see the Vaudevillians, or whatever they're called, making it for very long. I always thought they were stupid on NXT. I think it was...
Hope you enjoyed Steven's picks as well. Only time will tell, as Payback is just a few hours away. I leave you now with our promo of the week for this very short show for this week. It is Dolph Ziggler talking about his push. Now, I think you'll agree with me, if you happen to be following WWE, that Dolph Ziggler is a very talented performer. And he cut a very, very poignant promo months ago, and that was regulated to .com status. But having said that, I think he's got a lot of fire. He can cut a great promo when they take the reins off him, so to speak, take the chains off. And we typically don't feature a lot of new superstars, so I wanted to at least feature Dolph Ziggler in this really cool promo from WWE.com. So enjoy Dolph Ziggler, enjoy Payback, and we'll catch you for the Aftermath show. Take care. Don't forget to visit ProWrestlingCast.com. On behalf of Stephen Anthony, my name is Al John Go. Don't forget to tuck your head. We'll see you next week.
Promo of the week.
Welcome back to the WWE app. I'm Tom Phillips. Later on tonight on Raw, we'll see Bad News Barrett defend the Intercontinental Championship against my guest at this time, Dolph Ziggler.
What's up, buddy?
Dolph, we learned earlier tonight that you were named to the traditional Money in the Bank contract match by Triple H. Triple H saying that many people in the WWE feel that he has held you down. What is your response to that?
You can blame people in any walk of life. You can blame people at work. You can blame your boss. You can blame your friends. You can blame influences, your parents, you name it. But at some point, you need to take responsibility for yourself. For once, maybe twice, the WWE has listened. The crowds, the universe, chanting on a nightly basis. They want change. They want new. You've seen it. Every single night, the crowds are changing, the face of WWE is changing, and every night, there's at least a little chunk of that WWE universe, and they are chanting, "We want Ziggler," and there's a reason they chant my name. I didn't get into this business for myself. I didn't get into this business to prove myself to my parents, to my family, to the world. Every night I prove myself to the WWE Universe by strapping them on my back and stealing the show. Every time I set foot in that ring, I show them how damn good I am at this. There is no one, no one, when I am cooking at the top level of my game, that can hang with me. Tonight, this is on me. I get a chance to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match and show the world exactly where I should be on top of this business. But tonight, first and foremost, I have Wade Barrett, the Intercontinental Championship. And to me, as a kid, as a grown-up, as a WWE sports entertainer, that title has always meant something to me. It means that you are the workhorse of this business. It means that you are the man in this business. It means that you are the next best thing to become the star that you know you are, and that is the stepping stone, and I promise I will bring it back to what it is and what it means to me. Tonight the WWE Universe gets what they want. They get me in their corner, going out to face Barrett, one of the baddest dudes in this business. I promise if they can reach through the screen, if they can feel what I feel, if they know what I know, they will follow me down the line all the way to the finish. And tonight, maybe tonight is the night that the world recognizes who the best damn wrestler is in this business. Tonight is our night.
Thanks for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast, or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
The opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.